What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now that talk number 1300 872 911. If you'd like to have a yarn about some of the developments of the last few days, my God, haven't there been some awful developments in our city? So that's the number 1300 872 911. We've got Mike on the line at Manunda. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Mike. What's happening?
Yeah, my brother's up in Mareeba, and there were kids breaking into his unit, and what they're doing now, people put a timber rod in the track so they can't slide the glass. Mm. And what the kids are doing now, they're getting a hose and putting it in there and floating the stick out.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Look, isn't it a pity that they're so creative, but instead of turning their creativity to something worthwhile and helpful, they turn their creativity to being better at crime.
Yeah, well, he's pretty big, and this little, he couldn't work, he didn't work out how old the kid was, and he just said, "What the hell are you doing?" And this kid just bolted.
Gee, that's what they live for now, isn't it? Just breaking into our homes and stealing our cars and making our lives a misery. No.
The law protects the criminal.
That's it.
I wonder how much money the government's spending on free legal aid for these kids compared to the amount of money that the victim has to pay to hire a bloody lawyer themselves, because they won't get any help from the government. That'd be worthwhile somebody checking that out, eh?
Mike, imagine being a police officer these days, and they go out and pick up these kids, and they go before the magistrate, who rouses on them, I presume, and they're straight out the door and straight around the corner into another stolen car. Some of these kids have got dozens and dozens of stolen cards in their record books, dozens of them, and every one of those represents absolute misery for a family. I mean, the fact that they've had one of these little creeps in their home, they've got kids in their house, and these creeps have been wandering at will through the home in the middle of the night, that makes your future in that home always a matter of an amount of fear. So there's that aspect. I mean, once people have been violated in their homes, it's a horrific thing to recover from, to say nothing about having to restore what they've damaged or stolen.
Yeah, luckily it hasn't happened to me yet.
Yeah. You're very lucky, aren't you, considering the numbers of people who are copping it these days? And we've got a legal system that encourages it, fundamentally.
Yeah, well, like I said, the law protects the criminal.
That's it. They're virtually sponsors. I just don't understand why we keep re-electing people who don't make a stand on crime, who don't have some answers, who don't say, look, the first thing we've got to do is protect the victims, fundamentally the prey of these predators. And, we've got to give them more cuddles. We've got to actually encourage them to understand why we're upset. Seriously, why wouldn't you stop the crime first and then go through all that fundamentally breast-beating baloney that they go on with? We've got to care about the criminals. I don't understand how they can just, with total disdain, treat all us victims out here, the prey of these predators, with disdain. I mean, the juvenile justice system is fundamentally there to be used by the criminals themselves, to be accessed by the criminals themselves so they don't get penalties.
Yeah, we should people say the juvenile justice system, they should say, like the Fonz, the juvenile justice, there's no such bloody thing.
Oh, good on you, Michael. Anyway, get it out of our chest, but we've got to remember there's parties that need to be telling us before October that they mean business. I haven't heard a hint of that yet.
No, nothing.
All right, Mike, good to hear from you. He's at Manunda.